for now and for today and for you. For you, let's step into a reflective meditation for the new year. Because I want you to feel that wind in your soul guiding you. I want you to have that knowingness within your heart whispering to you and for you to hear it. I want you to see that perspective of life, where you're going and what you're capable of through a lens of gratitude and love and servitude. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. Happy 2024. Wow. January 1st, 2024. I am so blessed. We are so blessed to be here. And whenever you decide to listen to this, I hope that you aren't listening to this real time. Maybe you are. But I hope that you've taken time to really just relax and bring back the peace and possibly the presence of just, you know, being in your space, in your energy, and getting back into routine and thinking of all the amazingness that's going to come in this new year. Gosh, it's always a whirlwind, right? It's always a whirlwind, the holidays, and then that week where you don't know what day it is, any of the days, and then it's New Year's, and you're like, oh my gosh, here we are. But I just want to pour so much love and peace and just that the presence, the beingness onto you. My prayer, I want to just kind of give you this prayer and just pray over you for your heart, for your soul, for that rest and that restoration over you today. And whenever you're listening to this, just to bring in the reflection of, you know, your past year, your past month, however you see fit to do this reflection, and just to enjoy the gifts that you've been given, right? Your family, your home, your health, your time, your other God-given gifts that you've been given. Maybe it's empathy, perseverance, determination, organization, going with the flow, right? Like whatever it is, marvel in it, mama. Like just take a second to just marvel in who you are, because it's for you, because it is you, right? And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this space. I sit here just in true awe, you know, just a lot lately, and just on the path that I've been given and where I am today and how it's not where I thought it ever would have been. But like, you know, just like the high highs and the low lows, giving it to God, right? And letting go of my own will and just the heartbreaks, the grievances, the successes, the loves, the triumphs. And as I'm recording this, we recently experienced a loss in our family. And like if mourning is hurting your heart also, and if loss is in your heart right now, like I'm praying over you so hard. Like my hands are on my heart, my eyes are closed, and I am just sending loving energy to you right now. And just know that you can lean in, whatever hardships that you are going through, know that you can lean in. I pray over you. I pray for you, mamas. Every single one of you. The hardships, the loss, the struggles, they're not easy feats. you know, getting that phone call dropped me to my knees. And I really just want to acknowledge that even though like I really want to turn this into an uplifting episode today, I want to also shine light on the heart, the hurt. And I want to give you that space too, because it will come and go. And it's all given to us because we're strong enough to be here. And I'm choking up even saying that, because when you are in the thick of it, you sometimes don't see that light, but know that light is shining. It is shining. And we are given this beautiful, precious, delicate life. And sometimes we're stretched, you know, we're sometimes stretched to look through that lens of gratitude and of love and lead with that always. And it continues to equip us and arm us to turn quicker back to it, back to that love and back to that gratitude and perseverance and servitude, if that's a word. So wherever you are right now, Mama, my hands on my heart, put your hands on your heart for me and just know that we are all connected. You are never alone. And let it be you're struggling or you're going through the greatest successes and triumphs right now going into this new year. That is amazing. I support you. I celebrate you and I acknowledge you wherever you are. And I pray peace and love and presence and balance and joy and clarity and confidence over you. And a big piece, of course, of my gratitude goes to my family, to our health, to the presence and time together and the love that we share. But a big part of my gratitude also goes out to you, to the Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method communities, my life's work, my soul's work here in this lifetime. It doesn't feel like work because it's a big part of me. Like once you know, you get into like this is a part of me, and I'm so grateful to be given this service and duty every day. And I pray over you daily, friends. Like, how can I best serve you? What can I bring today? How can I bring more love and light and empowerment and hope to you? How can I help you tune back inward to your soul to become aligned again with you and know how to follow your inner compass? And today's episode is a little bit of that answer. I pray that this show and that 2024, a brand new year, helps you find that key to unlock that belief in yourself, to know your power and your potential. Let this space be that catalyst for your growth. Let it be that catalyst for you to hold, even if it's this tiny sliver of belief. I want this show, I want this space, I want this community to be that catalyst for your breakthroughs, Mama. Because I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to speak my truth. I'm not afraid to speak the authenticity of what I believe in, because that means that I'm living by God's will and pouring love and light and life back into a sometimes broken society that just needs that love and light and life. I promise to always serve you too, with the intention for your highest good. I promise to be unapologetically me and authentically true and real and transparent, being that whisper in your ear that you can, to keep going, that you have what it takes, you deserve it, you can and you will. Let me help activate that power within you. Like, mother effing cheers to 2024. Cheers to your big, audacious goals and dreams and aspirations for you and your life. I'm so excited for what's to come this year. And there's going to be so much more on that just in future episodes as we start unraveling new services and offerings within the Balanced Mom Method and Naturally Empowered Living. But for now, and for today, and for you, let's step into a reflective meditation for the new year. Because I want you to feel that wind in your soul guiding you. I want you to have that knowingness within your heart whispering to you and for you to hear it. I want you to see that perspective of life, where you're going and what you're capable of, through a lens of gratitude and love and servitude. Again, if that's a word, I'm totally making it up and I'm going with it. So if you can, go ahead and shut your eyes with me right now. And if you can't, if you're driving or something that you can't shut your eyes, that is okay. you could totally go through this still with your eyes open. Just kind of focus with me and have a visualization in your imagination with me. And if you want, you could come back later and take these 5 minutes, you know, with your eyes closed. Totally cool. Whatever works for you right now, do what you can. However you can in this moment, just get into a state of relaxation and just take in a deep breath with me. And hold it for the count of 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. And take in a breath again and hold it for 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Now with your eyes closed or wherever you are right now, picture yourself just 1 year from now. It's January 2025. How would your higher self, your true self, if you followed your heart, your truth, your authentic self, how would she be showing up? I want you to imagine. Imagine you walking up to her, to that year older you. You walk up to her and pause just to get a visual of her facial expressions. How is she holding herself? The energy, the feelings that she's giving off. Is she happy? Vibrant, calm, patient, grounding. What do you feel? Is she smiling or laughing? And as you take this second, just marveling in you, this is you. And you think, what has she overcome this past year to get to this state? What goals has she been courageously taking action to reach? And as you smile, looking at this image of your future self, ask her a question of what do you need to do today? This week or this month or throughout this year to get closer to that aligned version of your soul self? Are there habits that you need to start? Maybe habits that you need to break? Boundaries that you might have to set? Maybe some time with yourself to put into place? Ask her this question and just listen to that response, that soft whisper that comes back. And after she replies, she follows up with, it's gonna be hard either way, but you can do those hard, scary habits that you've wanted to start. Because they're going to start aligning so many other aspects of your life too. Those hard things, they'll get easier too if you do this one thing. It's that ripple effect. If you got up just a little bit earlier for you, would it help with the rush of the morning slowdown? If you put your phone down and set aside the last hour of the night, would it alleviate the impatience with your kids, the overstimulation? You know that the hustle mentality isn't for you, telling you to just push through the discomfort and do it anyway. But what if it feels uncomfortable because it isn't meant for you? And you're listening to someone or something who's telling you to go, go, go and do it anyway? But what if it's not aligned for you? You know it's going to be hard. You know that hard brings discomfort. But you still have to tune into you and your energy to know if it's first meant for you. So you take your higher self's hand and you both take in a deep breath together. And on the exhale, you soften into your body a little bit more. And you breathe in one more time in this ease. And on that exhale, the volume of your heart rises up a notch. The volume of your intuition and your inner compass is being turned up. And you take in another breath. And on that exhale, you feel more in tune with your energy and what you feel and what you need and desire right now. And you're learning that the discernment of all the outside expectations and the pressures, the shoulds, you're learning the discernment of that and when to turn inward to learn your inner compass of what lights you up, because that is what is aligned with your soul, true self, your higher self. And when you learn how you are feeling, what you are needing, what you are desiring, you are learning your energy of alignment. In this embrace of your higher self, you feel together what it is that you're feeling. In this moment, breathe into this feeling. And in the embrace of your higher self, you feel together what it is that you are needing in this moment. Breathe into this feeling. And in the embrace of your higher self, you feel together what it is you are desiring in this moment. Breathe into this feeling. And as you take this final exhale, you merge energies with your higher self. As if that hugging embrace made you one, because you are one. You are her. And now is the best time, as if any moment is the best time, because every moment that you have is an opportunity. And when you're ready, you could go ahead and wiggle your fingers and your toes and open your eyes. And come back to this moment, maybe do some automatic writing right now and journal out exactly everything that came to you. Or come back to this episode and listen to it when you have that time to do some writing or reflection. I hope that this just quick little meditation reflection was able to just make you feel at ease and make you feel one and make you feel that you are ready, that you have what it takes. Thank you so much for giving me this space and being here with me, for trusting me, believing in me, possibly looking up to me enough to continue to be here, and just for being a friend. I truly am so honored and grateful. It means so much. It's the most fulfilling thing to know that I have something in this world that I could help others bring back the love and trust and connection back into themselves again. So thank you. Happy 2024. My gosh, I can't believe it. Until next week, as always, my mamas, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to find your peace, feel in balance, and embrace self-love, trust, and inner connection within your life. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode? episode relatable and compelling, please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.